With 2 acres of lawn to care for, my husband and I realized a long time ago that we'd never win the war on dandelions. So we just gave up. It wasn't for any ecological reasons. We just figured that it was a lot easier to learn to live with them. A dozen years later, now that we have a better understanding of the environment, it's a decision we're glad we've made. I actually enjoy the mass of yellow flowers that dots our lawn each spring. My friend calls it our blonde highlights, and by now, all the flowers have died off and the lawn looks green again. I'm proud of the fact that we don't use chemicals on our lawn. What really drives me crazy is all of our neighbors that still do. My little dandelions aren't hurting anybody, but the chemicals that they're using are. What's even more frustrating is that nobody seems to understand why I'm upset. Rachel Carson would have understood. In 1961, she wrote Silent Spring, the book that began the modern ecology movement. Her research showed that eggs laid by birds exposed to the pesticide DDT were so fragile that they would shatter when an adult bird sat on them. Carson called her book Silent Spring because she believed that unless dramatic changes were made, eventually there would be no songbirds left to sing. So we banned the use of DDT almost 40 years ago and then developed a whole new generation of pesticides to replace it. Today, the EPA considers 95% of available pesticides possible or probable carcinogens. These are the same chemicals that we use on our lawn. But because we can just pick this stuff up at the local store, we figure it's safe. And yet, every year, over 100,000 people are poisoned by pesticides, and almost a quarter of them end up in hospital emergency rooms. Did you know that one of the chemicals used in the common lawn spray is the same stuff they use to make Agent Orange? The really insane thing about all this is the more chemicals we use, the more we need to use. It takes 2 to 5 applications of pesticides today to do what just one application did 25 years ago. The U.S. alone spends over $10 billion a year on this stuff, and yet we still haven't managed to rid the world of the dreaded dandelion. Perhaps it's time we called a truce.